So we're going to talk today about one of the two black arts of shape note singing. The one that we're not going to talk about today is arranging, and the one that we are going to talk about today is keying. And both of these are practices that, if they're done well, nobody notices how it is. And if they're done poorly, everybody notices how it is. So the goal of being a good keyer is always to not be noticed for your keying. So I recognize that not everybody wants to know how to key, and that's absolutely just fine. Nobody should ever feel pressured to key their own song. But I think it's useful, even for people who don't have the ambition to key, to know what keying is all about, because it's an important part of the singing, and it's sort of good to understand what the keyer is going through with their keying. So I thought I would start just by talking a little bit about how I, as a keyer, think about a song when I'm going to key it. And the most important factor in that is what the key of the song is. In the Sacred Harp, very conveniently, every song says up in the upper left-hand corner what the key is. So you will see a letter that tells you what the tonic note is, and then it will tell you whether it's major or minor. So the notes that we sing are written on a five-line staff. The history of the staff is that it's basically meant to be a representation of the comfortable part of your vocal range. In the old days, you know that now the first thing you see on any given staff is what? What's the thing that's all the way over to the left? A clef, right? And what's the job of the clef?
Tell you what the notes are on the line.
Okay, right? To tell you like where C is on that grid and where B is and all of that stuff. So in the old days, there was this idea that you could take any clef and put it anywhere on the staff, and it would kind of fix the notes into place. You could write an F anywhere you liked and put it on any one of the lines of the staff, and that would become an F. You could put a C anywhere, and that would become a C. You could put a G anywhere, and that would become a G. It turns out to be very difficult to master many, many, many clefs, and so over the years, most of us have forgotten all clefs but two. The treble clef, which is a big stylized G, and its job is to tell you that G is on the second line from the bottom. And the bass clef is a stylized F, whose job is to tell you that the F is the second line from the top. Right?
I
ain't
never known this.
So now, in the world of Sacred Harp, the decision about what key to write a song is the most important decision that a composer makes. And it's usually one of the first decisions that a composer makes. Because once you've fixed the key, that's essentially going to tell you what notes you can put into the range of the various voice parts, right? So for example, if you are in the key of D, major or minor, and you're thinking about how that fits on the treble clef, right? The D is on the bottom of the treble staff, and it's also kind of near the top. So that means that that compass of the voice is about from the fa on the bottom of the scale up to the fa on the top of the scale. Now, once the composer's made that decision, that fixes a whole bunch of other decisions. So the treble is usually going to have the same range as the tenor, and the alto is going to have a range that's lower than that, and the bass is going to have their own range. And once you've made that decision, you can't really take your song and move it up a fifth, because then it's going to kind of take it out of everybody's voice part. Now, the other thing that everybody knows about Sacred Harp, or if they don't know about it, you should know about it, is that if you want to know what a G is in Sacred Harp, what is the first thing you should not do? Right, you should not go over there to Rachel's piano and push a G and say that that's going to be our G. And that's because Sacred Harp tunes are written in what are called keys of convenience. And that is to say, the way that the composer picks the key is essentially this. What key do I have to put this song in so that the tenor part fits basically inside the treble staff? And the treble part also fits inside the treble staff. And then the alto parts and bass parts follow. Right? And that's what kind of fixes that into place. So let's have a look at this handout with very large letters on it. It says, some reference tunes for keys. So I have divided the keys on this page into four categories: low, medium high, and high. And if you inspect this carefully, you will notice the two of these categories are actually the same.
Yeah.
Paradoxically. Mm-hmm. Which ones are they, Leon?
High and low.
High and low. So those are the same in this conceptual system. So you remember just a moment ago I was talking about the key of D. Where is D on the treble staff? It's low on the treble staff, and it's also high on the treble staff, right? The note A, which is has a different kind of property, which is that there's only one of them kind of within the five lines of the treble staff. So, having said all of that, and I think possibly confused you a little bit, we're gonna back up, and we're gonna just talk about the fixing the compass of these songs. So I wanna start in the medium-low category. And the keys that you see listed there are F, E minor, and F minor. And you may be wondering about the order that I've placed those in. What's funny about that order?
E is in the middle.
Yeah, the E is in the middle, right? It's sandwiched between the two Fs. There's a reason for that, which is that in the land of Sacred Harp, for some reason that I can't explain, but it will be very boring, so I will not. The key of F major is basically the same as the key of E minor. Right? So if I were to key a song in F major, I would most likely, in sort of picking an F major out of the blue, I would probably go fa la so fa. Everybody sing that fa.
Fa.
And if I were keying an E minor, I would probably go la. Basic principle to think about is that the most common major key in the Sacred Harp is F major, the most common minor key in the Sacred Harp is E minor, and they pretty much have the same sounding note, even though they are spelled differently on the page. Now, these keys have the property that the high tonic note, that is fa, fa, is up at the top of the voice, right? And if I were to sing la, fa, la, fa, that's also up in the top. In general, when you're thinking about keying, you want to think about where you're going to place the high notes of the song, because you always want the high notes of the song to be sitting right in that compass, right around fa or la, where they will really ring out very well. Why don't we all sing together the melody for Liverpool, which is the bottom of the medium low category, and let's just sing it off this page. Those of us with aged eyes will hold the hand up over here. Okay, so I'm just gonna give you the tonic note because we're only singing the melody. We're all gonna sing together.